This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. If you've had children of your own, if you are on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you have almost surely seen them. Newborns swaddled in a white blanket with blue and pink stripes. That blanket is part of the Cuddle Up line made by a healthcare company in Illinois, manufactured in Pakistan, and swaddling newborns the world over. The writer Lisa Sellin Davis looked into how the Cuddle Up blanket achieved world domination. And Lisa Sellin Davis, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much for having me.
First, can you describe these blankets for the, 8 to 20 people left who may not have yet seen them?
Yeah. They're mostly white. They're all cotton. And they have thick blue stripes and thinner pink stripes. I tried to get the name of the specific inks used on the blankets, but the company wasn't able to provide that. So it's kind of teal-colored and a dark pink.
And the company is Medline, which actually, you found out, came up with these jade green surgical gowns and scrubs that we see, on ER and in the hospitals. When did they get into the baby blanket business?
They got into the baby blanket business in the early 1950s. And the owner, A.L. Mills, was pretty innovative in terms of what he was doing before and how he handled fabric for different professions. So he had earlier designed surgical gowns and was told that the surgeon's eyes got very tired from the light reflection of these white scrubs. And so he came up with the idea of having these jade green scrubs to be easier on their eyes.
Hmm.
And he had the idea later of kind of doing the same thing for receiving blankets, more for aesthetic reasons. So he had an office full of women, and he told them about what they would like to see. And so there were several designs, but this one, because it's unisex, was the one that the most people glommed on to.
Hmm. Well, so kind of an innovator. Has this design remained since the 1950s, the same look, the stripes?
Yep, the same one.
Wow. And just how ubiquitous are they, Lisa?
Well, I believe they sell 1.5 million a year, and that's just a fraction of the number of babies born every year, though, of course, they're reused, so that's just the new ones. They're not used in every hospital. In fact, we got a note from Kaiser Permanente that they have their own line of baby blankets with their own patterns. So they're not everywhere, but they're so common that, they're an instant signifier of a hospital birth.
Which leads to another interesting portion of your article, finding this kind of parallel between the use of this candy-striped blanket and the rise in hospital births since the 1950s. What's mm-hmm. behind this kind of increase in what you call institutionalized childbirthing?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the history of obstetrics and gynecology. You know, in the 19th century, childbirth was really what women did. You know, midwifery was much more common, and you lived more communally, and there was knowledge that had been handed down for generations, so there was less of a need for medical intervention, at least in terms of the knowledge around childbirth, right? There may have been a need medically mm-hmm. for intervention because, of course, there was a much higher infant and maternal mortality rate. So as hospital births increased, there was more standardization of materials, just as there was more standardization of medical practices around childbirth.
It's not just the U.S., but around the world, this blanket and the industrialized birth model is being exported. Why adopt it so readily in other places, do you think?
Well, some of it has to do with the belief that America, is the premier country for all things medical. And my mother had edited this book called Childbirth Across Cultures, which was pretty fascinating to me because I assumed that kind of everywhere else in the world, or at least everywhere else in the developed world, childbirth would be a better experience, because we've come to see childbirth as over-medicalized mm-hmm. in the States, and our C-section rate is constantly rising, and people consider that a real problem. And that's also, you know, related to the disappearance of this communal knowledge, this knowledge that gets handed down from generations. So we don't know how to handle breech births. We don't know how to nurse. We need lactation consultants, et cetera. So one of the things I learned from my mother's book was how difficult childbirth is in many other countries, how women are forced to be alone or not make noise in some places. Some places are wonderful. Scandinavia, you know, if you're pregnant, you might want to head over to Norway to have your baby. But for instance, in some Chinese hospitals, the C-section rate is as high as 90%, because that's what's considered a status birth, an American-style birth.
Mm-hmm. So now almost every kid born in this country gets photographed in that blanket. Any idea how many photographs have been taken of this little baby swaddled in these blankets?
I have no idea, and Facebook had no idea when I asked how many might be posted. They said 350 million pictures are posted to Facebook every day.
I'm guessing 347 million of those pictures are of babies, new babies. Well, it's interesting that every birth, so unique, you know, as we're told, every individual comes into the world differently, all getting their first online posts in the same blanket. So mm-hmm. what do you think's going on there? Is this a, you know, welcome to the industrial world?
I don't think the parents think of it that way. I think it's just the modernization of the birth announcement. You know, used to make a card and send it out. Now we don't know anybody's addresses anymore anyway. So it's just shorthand for my baby has arrived, and we want everyone we know in our network to click like to welcome her into the world.
Well, Lisa, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your having me.
Lisa Selwyn-Davis writes about real estate and urban planning and design. We found her article, Why Every Newborn You See on Facebook is Wrapped in the Same Baby Blanket, for Quartz. There's a link to read it for yourself and to see many, many pictures of kids in the cuddle-up at wordofmouthradio.org.
Lullaby and good night with roses bedight, with lilies we bed. Lay thee down now and